If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about marriage, what marriage is and what it's not. I think a lot of us have an idea of marriage. We have an idea, concept, a perspective of what we think it should be. We think it might be easier or harder. We don't really know exactly. And when we watch TV and we watch movies, we get a different perspective on marriage, which is usually, well, not that real. And it's hard and difficult in the times that we are today, through technology and everything else, trying to figure out, is my life normal? First thing is, if you're asking yourself that question, stop asking yourself that question, because I don't think anybody's normal, and I don't think there's any benchmark for figuring out what normal is. But let's talk about it in marriage. Is your marriage normal? Is it working? Is it a high-quality marriage? Is it something that's going to last the test of time? Are you having issues? What types of issues are you having? Are they issues that you feel you can overcome? Or are these issues getting in the way of your quality of life, your happiness, and how you see the world? Well, you know, I have some observations I want to talk about in this show. I've been married now for over 14 years. And I feel that I have the right to do this show because I've been through all of it. I've been in the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys. I've been through it. So when people tell you that marriage is perfect, they're full of crap. If people tell you that marriages are always awful, they're full of crap too. It's a give and take scenario. It's a two-way street. But in order to really understand if this marriage that you're in is working out, this show will help you put some things into perspective, will help you organize your thoughts, and better yet, will offer you a new perspective to how to deal with current situations or overcome some of the pitfalls that you've either fallen into or think that you might be trapped into as well. So let's begin with what marriage is and what marriage is not. You know, the first thing that I think it is work. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I mean, you know, a lot of us have careers that we're really happy with, and it is work. It's not just like playtime all the time. You got to actually show up. You got to do the work. And so a lot of times we don't realize that marriage also is something that has to be cultivated and worked at and constantly kind of figured out. And it's interesting because, you know, I often talk about how life is like that classroom that we're constantly learning. Marriage is another form of that classroom where we're learning more about the other person. We're learning a lot about ourselves. Because in a marriage, oftentimes we see the issues in the other person when we might not see our personal issues within us. And we have to recognize the fact that we are responsible for a lot in that marriage. And I find that oftentimes people start nickel and diming how much they offer in the marriage. Like instead of giving 100%, they're giving, you know, 25% or 50%. And what are they really dedicating to the marriage, and how far in the marriage are they? One of the things about a marriage and being that it takes work is that you have to be in it. You can't have one foot in and one foot out and think that this is going to work out. It just doesn't work that way. And that's like anything. You can't work at a job and be moonlighting at another job and having the first job actually working out. or looking for other jobs because you can't stand that job, and it just falls apart. It's just natural scenario. I mean, that's just how we are as humans. When we have our eyes and our gaze at something else, we tend to offset that. We don't really focus on what we need to focus on. And what happens? Well, one thing's going to fall by the wayside, and that's usually the marriage. And so in order to get a marriage to work, we've got to have both feet in. We can't be looking for the door, for the exit. And we got to really focus on that. And we got to say, hey, what is it within me that might be holding me back from being part of this marriage? I know one thing, when I first got married, you know, sometimes we figure out our patterns. Our patterns, like, you know, our argumentation patterns, how we argue with others, how we take sides, how we find fault in other people, and how that stuff has worked for us for a very long time. And we have to sit back and say, okay, this pattern of mine is to fight, to try to get out, to try to do whatever, because I feel how? I feel uncomfortable, I feel stressed out, I feel claustrophobic, whatever that is. We got to step back and analyze, why am I doing this in the marriage right now? Okay. Because most of the things in a normal marriage, and I use that word very loosely, like a marriage that doesn't have abuse or mental or physical or emotional abuse, just a marriage that has issues as far as, you know, financial issues or dealing with the children or trying to find time to spend time together or needing to figure out how to coordinate to have more sex together or needing to figure out how to take more trips together or having little bickerings and arguments and that sort of thing. In those situations, most of the time we have to step back and realize that we are part of the problem in these situations, not always the solution. And how do we turn that around and become part of the solution? But a big thing is that I talk about how the relationship with ourselves is the most important relationship we'll ever have. And why I state that is we come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. Okay, that's given. I mean, some people might die or born within the same few seconds of you, but it doesn't happen at the exact same time. And so it means that we got to get a grasp on who we are and what we stand for. And in a marriage, oftentimes, our spouse can mirror us, okay, or can make us really angry because they present issues or they present things that are very close to who we are. Oftentimes, when we're dealing with that situation, it's easier to put the blame on the other person than it is to see the part that we're playing in the situation, what it means, and what we can do to offset that. So like I was talking about before, what is marriage and what it isn't? So it is work, and it's not easy. You know, when we watch TV, a lot of times we watch movies, we see marriages that seem perfect. When we read books or whatever, like romance, it seems like it's everything's great. But we realize that like anything else in life worth doing, it takes work, it takes effort, it takes drive, it takes direction, and it takes the desire and the love and the passion to keep it going. Because when we no longer care about it, we let it fall by the wayside. And I think one of the side notes that I would like to talk about, an observation, is that I find a lot of folks find fault in the marriage. They find fault in the marriage, and what happens when they find this fault? Well, they believe that they can find someone else to be in that role. They can find someone else that's better, okay? And usually that happens, and they get through a divorce, and they meet someone else, and it seems like the perfect relationship until some of the same issues begin to resurface that were in the previous marriage. And the reason we feel this way is we feel like it was something that the spouse was doing, not necessarily something that we were also involved in. And I'm not saying that one person is wrong and one person's right or one person's more wrong, but I'm saying that oftentimes we got to step back and find, what am I bringing into the marriage that is healthy? What am I bringing into the marriage that is unhealthy? And I think many of you know of some friends that are in some unhealthy marriages where, for example, the wife is not allowed to have her own friends. Perhaps the wife is not allowed to have a job and really wants to work. Also, perhaps maybe the wife is very critical or possessive or jealous And doesn't like her husband to go anywhere, and it's very hard to see some of your friends because they seem to always be at home and can never go out. Perhaps one person made a mistake a while back, and now they're under lock and key. And I find it interesting, a good example, and this is something that you might be able to realize that exists in your own life right now with some of your friends and stuff like that who are married, is the fact that you might see some people with joint Facebook pages. Yes. And some of us begin to interpret that joint Facebook page as they must be so in love. God, they even have a joint Facebook page. Wow. And I'm going to tell you straight up, there are a few people out there that are really so into each other, or that one person really doesn't want to take care of the Facebook page or vice versa, that they have a joint page. But to be quite honest with you, a lot of people that have joint pages, somebody got in trouble for something. Meaning that one person doesn't trust the other person because they were either found communicating with somebody from the opposite sex, either conversating on instant messenger or in reality, or perhaps somebody stepped out of the marriage and got caught. And all of a sudden, now you don't know what's going on in their marriage, but you see that they have this joint Facebook page. And a lot of us sit there and think about our own insecurities, i.e., I don't have a joint Facebook page with my wife or husband. They must be more in love than me. They must be more in love than we are. Oh, man. See what I'm saying? Like, that's the interpretation. And the real interpretation, for the most part, should be, wow, somebody stepped out of the marriage or got in trouble, and somebody does not trust the other person, so now this person is under lock and key, even when it comes to social media. And that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. Because all of a sudden, that person doesn't have any freedoms and has to deal with the situation at hand. Marriage is a two-way street and takes two people that are willing to work at it and grow together to make this an awesome, lasting reality. When I return, I'll be talking more about marital observations and things that you can do right now to even have a better marriage than you already do. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about marriage, what it is and what it isn't. You know, a lot of us think that it's just easy. Well, it's not. It's work. But it's a valuable work. I mean, if you really are intent on caring about this person and you think that this is actually the person that you're going to be with, without societal engagement. And what I mean by that is, don't look at social media, don't look at media, don't look at the news, don't look at TV shows to define if your marriage is working, because I'll tell you one thing, most of these shows are not there to help you find your perfect marriage and to figure out how to stay in it and do the right thing. It's made to make you feel like you've got to be able to find a better mate. I mean, this isn't working at all. And these shows that we actually have on TV and all this kind of stuff, it's very interesting because I think a lot of times it makes us look for that greener grass. The grass is always greener somewhere else, that greener pasture, because we feel as though what we have is not good enough, where we are is not good enough, and we begin to question our reality, question our marriage, and understand or wonder, is there more? Is there somebody that I could get married to that there'll be more? Well, you know, this person right here, we have arguments, or we don't see eye to eye completely. Would there be somebody that I see eye to eye more? Or perhaps, well, we don't have sex as much as I'd like to. If I found another spouse, I could have more sex. But then you're not thinking about what you're also offsetting. And one of the biggest observations that I've made throughout these last, like, 16 years, 17 years since I met my husband is that, you know, marriage, you don't get everything, okay? You're not going to get everything. And what I mean by that is everything is not going to be perfect all the time. It's just not the way it is. It just doesn't happen that way, okay? And I think that a lot of people who are successfully married for a very long period of time understand what I'm saying right now. Because I think a lot of us have romanced the idea that everything will be perfect and, you know, we'll get along all the time, we'll see eye to eye, we'll have sex, you know, 3 times a day, and everything's going to be that way. And it's just not. It's a give or take scenario. You trade off with certain things, okay? And I'm sure a lot of you can agree with me that some of the worst relationships you ever had in your entire life, and I'm talking about the worst, like the most violent, the most argumentative, you know, all those kind of ones, you probably had the best sex in, right? They might have been the best sex, constantly having sex, but that was the only thing you had in your relationship. You were constantly fighting, constantly bickering, constantly finding fault within each other, but the sex was great, okay? Now, some of you might have found a great person that you get along very well. You understand each other. You support one another. You're there for each other. And the sex is good. It's not mind-blowing like it was with some folks in your past. But that's all you had with them. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's why you left the relationship, because you knew that that wouldn't sustain over time. because it wasn't normal and it wasn't really healthy at all. I mean, when you don't respect somebody, you can't be married to them. It just doesn't work. And so let's say that you found a marriage where you respect the other person, you get along with each other like 99% of the time. That person supports you in your venture. You support them in their ventures. You're supportive and helpful, and you actually care. You care about their health. They care about your health. You go that extra mile. That's awesome. Now, the small things that need to be rectified, that's for you to figure out how to rectify those things. Okay? And I think a lot of times, instead of trying to rectify the problems in the marriage, we look outside of the marriage to basically fill whatever we're missing. So if some of you feel like you're missing an emotional component in the marriage, like the person doesn't, you don't have these deep conversations, perhaps you've gone outside of the marriage and found someone that you can have deep conversations with. That happens a lot. Okay, people call that emotional cheating, where you can't have these deep discussions and you end up meeting somebody. And normally it's not because you went out looking for it. It's not like you're like, I'm going to have an emotional cheating affair, and that's what I'm going to go for, and I'm going to find them today, and I'm going to go on Craigslist. No. Usually, you end up meeting somebody that you have a lot in common, you start talking, and the next thing you know, you start having these deep conversations. And an emotional affair means that when you're with your spouse, you're thinking about this other person emotionally, like you miss them. And you can miss people. You can love everybody on the planet. But when it comes to really romantic love and dreaming about them, you got to really check it and say, hey, is it worth it? I mean, is this worth it? And how can I have that emotional connection with my spouse? Is it possible? Can I work at it? How do I work at it? Well, you begin by, you know, setting up situations where that is the next step. So starting those deeper conversations slowly, integrating them into the relationship. I mean, if you're having a lot of backlash, slow down, because perhaps your spouse can't connect emotionally at that level at this time. So just trying to work and slowly coax them into feeling okay about having a deeper conversation. I know some of you might say, well, I've been trying this for a long time and I've been hitting my head against the wall and I feel like it's just not going to happen. And if that's the case, you really need to have a sit-down conversation with your spouse and say, hey, you know, one of the things that really matters to me in my life is this. And, I mean, I would really like you to be a part of that, and I'd like us to share that together. What can I do to help facilitate that? What can I do to make that a reality? Because, quite honestly, I'm missing this, and if I continue to keep missing this, I'm going to look for this somewhere else. And I think, yeah, you might get a little backlash in the beginning, but I think that if somebody is given the opportunity to make changes, I think most people will try. And most people will be successful. Some people will not try because it doesn't matter that much to them. Okay? And you got to think about that. You got to sit there and say, okay, how much does this matter to me? Am I willing to throw things all away for this? Does this bother me, the fact that it doesn't matter to them? How can I work this out? Is it worth working out? Have I been beating my head against the wall for a very long time and I feel like I'm alone? What can I do next? Is there a solution or is there not a solution? And I think when you actually think about what really matters to you, the only reason why you would be in a marriage with somebody that doesn't feel the same way is if you chose differently a long time ago when you got married. And you have totally grown apart. And that can happen. What one person wanted back then may have changed a lot. A good observation and a good example is the couple that gets together, and at the time, the woman is insecure, needing direction, maybe needing like a grounding, you know, energy in her life, maybe a little, you know, crazy and having fun and marries a guy that's really stable and got it all together and all that great stuff. And then eventually she gets it all together, figures it all out. And what's happening now, because it becomes hard because the relationship was based on the fact that she needed, or predicated on the fact that she needed the stability, but now she doesn't need it anymore. So how do they grow together and make this work? I mean, I think that it begins with what? Communication. And I think, obviously, observation. I mean, clearly, anybody that has their eyes open a little bit can observe the fact that, yes, things have changed. Okay. Now, how do we deal with that change? How do we deal with that change? And I think you got to sit there and say, okay, hey, well, this is where I started at, and this is where I am now. So how do we morph the relationship so that you and I can actually get to know each other better and can grow together, and we let go of this beginning need that was necessary in the beginning that no longer serves a purpose? Because what happens is if it continues going that same direction, the woman is going to feel stifled, held back, overwhelmed by the way that her husband's treating her because she already has figured it out. She's figuring it out on her own. She doesn't need that figure in her life. She needs him to be more of on equal ground, and she needs him to be in charge. And so that has to be rectified, because otherwise she will see that as, basically controlling. And when you feel like you're being controlled, you're not very happy. So you got to sit back and say, hey, this is how I feel, and this is why I feel this way. So let's change our relationship, grow in our relationship in a way that makes sense, and to power on and to make our awesome life together. And I think when we're able to actually do that and have that conversation, it shows to ourselves and to our spouse that we actually care about this marriage, that it actually matters, that we care about this person, that we care about their feelings. Because in the end, even if the marriage doesn't last, don't you want to do what's right by that person? Don't you want to do the right thing? Don't you want to be that person that did follow through, that did do this, that did care about that, that it mattered to them to make that a reality? Doesn't that matter? I think it matters. I think it matters a lot. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the latest blogs and radio shows. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about marriage, what it is and what it isn't, the problems we can overcome and some of the deal breakers, as well as some observations that I've made throughout my time of being married and some things that I've learned over the course of my marriage. And I feel that oftentimes when we're looking for knowledge on marriage, we have a tendency of not realizing that, first off, marriage is never going to be perfect, okay? There is no perfection in this lifetime. There just isn't. I mean, that's why a rose has thorns, right? Because otherwise, if there was perfection, a rose would not have any thorns. If there was perfection, California would have no fault line and no earthquakes. You get what I'm saying? You understand what I mean. So life is full of those yin and yangs. Life is full of that stuff. And so in a marriage is not perfect. There's certain things that we have to give and take. There's certain things that we have to accept and certain things that we have to let go. It's a two-way street. And I think a lot of times when we're in marriages over a period of time, we begin to reflect on the grass is greener scenario. We feel that everybody else has a better marriage. We wonder if we were married to somebody else, would it be better? We wonder if there's somebody better for us. Did we meet our soulmate? Did we not meet our soulmate? Do we make a really bad decision? What in the middle, in between all that stuff, what's going on? And a lot of times, we're not thinking from it logically. We're thinking about it because we see something on TV, or we see some pictures on Instagram of our friend's marriage, or we see something and we wonder, God, why don't we have that marriage? And you're interpreting your marriage through pictures or videos or TV stuff, and it doesn't have any application. It just makes us wonder. It makes us question our reality. And I don't know about you, but the only time I want to question my reality is when I'm having a big time spiritual download. It has nothing to do with media impressing my life on that. I want to hear people talking about the truth, the way it totally is, instead of me literally looking for the best relationship in the world and always coming up short. Some people are never happy because they think there's always going to be something better, someone better, a better person to be with, a better connection. There's got to be something better. It just can't be like this. And that necessary thought process that comes about being human beings of, well, maybe we have lesser and we want more, and that whole concept of needing change directly relates to our unhappiness, our inability to be happy. Our feeling of loss, our feeling of being, well, having no direction, our worrying about everything in our life, and that comes down to our marriage as well. You know, we begin to wonder if this is the right marriage, is this the right person? And I think that there's two ways you got to look at it, because if you are in a really tough marriage and you've been working really hard to keep things together, and you have been working really hard to do the right thing, and you are constantly either being abused or physically, mentally, emotionally abused, if life is really tough in this marriage, and it's really frustrating and overwhelming, it's time to really make sure, one, that you've done everything you can. Okay, because think about it. You don't want to have regret later on down the road that you didn't do everything that you could, right? And only you know if you did everything you could. Only you know. Nobody else is going to know. No one else is going to sit there and say anything. Nobody's going to know if you did everything. You will know, and you will either feel happy or you will feel upset, you will feel good, or you will feel regret. And that's what you got to figure out is how do you not feel regret? So if you're and I don't like to use the word bad, but if you're in a relationship that's not working and you've done everything in your power, and you've tried and been there and done that and put it 100%, you got to recognize one thing, and this is something that everybody needs to hear, is that nobody's going to give you a medal of honor at the end of your life that says, well, you didn't live your life for yourself. You had all these burdens of this marriage on you. It really made your life a living hell. And, it's like you could never be comfortable because you're always taking care of crazy situations. And it impacted your life. And you probably died early and you started looking old anyway at a certain time because of all the stress and strain in your marriage. Nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for that when you die. You know, at the end, nobody's going to be like, well, Ashley struggled in her marriage and it was awful and painful and abusive and all that stuff. But here's your medal of honor. No, nobody's going to give it to you. And I know we want to be the savior sometimes. I know that we want to make everything work out. And I know some of us have these egos where we're not going to have a failed marriage. I'm not going down like that. I'm not having a failed marriage. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, my happiness is worth more to me than dealing with a psychotic marriage that is literally hauling down the road at 200 miles an hour about to crash into a wall. I mean, if I can do something to stop the crash, great. If I've tried everything, trying to put the brakes on, I've done everything I can, and it's just not working, well, I got to step back and ask myself, why does this marriage matter so much to me, and why am I not actually trying to live my life for myself? I know. Because we got to figure out us. And in order to figure out us, we have to have some bandwidth to focus. We got to have some emotional equilibrium. We have to have clarity of who we are. And our life is very important to live, and we all have a specific purpose. And by the way, a marriage is not a purpose. I know. A marriage is not a purpose. Your purpose is significant and individual for you. And so if you're over there trying to save your husband or save your wife, you've really got to recognize why you want to do this. Okay, when somebody's under the influence of drug and alcohol and they're addicts, that's a rehab thing. That's something for real professionals to come in and try to help them. And they have to want to deal with it. They have to want to let it go. They have to want to get better. They have to want to be sober. Until somebody wants to get sober, they will not get sober. That is why rehabs have a 7% rate of actually working. Nobody's going to tell you this information. 7%. Why? Because it's got to work. Because the person has to want to get well. Okay? And so if you're over there holding the hand of somebody and dealing with this situation and all the stuff in between, you've got to step back and say, why have I decided to be so-and-so's caregiver? And really recognize how that has really put a burden on your life. And I know some people that have really helped others overcome and transform into whole people, but it's not your cross to bear, okay? I've also seen people in relationships where they're married to an alcoholic or a drug addict where they literally try to save this person every day, and every single day they get more feeble, they get more tired, they get more sad, they get more down because they begin living in that hell too, okay? And I didn't sign up for that, okay? I didn't sign up for that, sorry. That is not my cross to bear, okay? And if you're in a situation where you have a spouse who is an addict, who is not getting help and does not want to get help, you've got to really think about why are you in this relationship, because they don't even get the whole idea of why we're here on this planet. Okay? There's no way that you two are growing together. Just no way. When somebody doesn't even see the value in their own life and drinks or does drugs as much as they possibly can, they don't see any value in life. They don't see any value in their life. They certainly don't see any value in your life. They don't see the idea of having a happy life, so why should you have it? And if you're sticking around in this mess, you got to ask yourself, why do you want to be beaten down so bad? What's going on with you? What's in your headset? And why do you feel like you can't be happy? And I mean, the ultimatum is the ultimatum. Hey, honey, I love you. I've stood by for the last 10 years while I watch you drink yourself to death. I'm done. And yeah, it's not going to be happy. It's not going to feel great. You're not going to walk out of there ecstatic. Some of you might. But you know what? It's you making a decision that you're going to live your own life. And a good percentage of the time, they're going to get their stuff cleaned up and they're going to come back around and y'all are going to have a great relationship. But you can't hold their hand. You cannot stop them from hitting rock bottom. Okay? The more you try to stop that, the more you do not allow them to grow and learn, and the more painful and awful their marriage becomes and your life becomes, because all of a sudden you're not living your own life and you haven't been for a long time, and now everything is predicated on that particular person dealing with their particular addiction that is killing them and indirectly killing you and has already kill the marriage. Stay tuned. I'm going to give you more observations on things that you need to stick in and situations where you need to get out. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about marriage, what it is and what it isn't, when to stick in and when to get out. Like I was saying before, marriage is a part of life for some of us that choose it. But marriage is not our purpose. Our spouse is not our purpose. So the idea of finding a project, not purpose. That's something about you. Why you would choose to find a project in a person that needs help, that really needs to go to a therapist or treatment or rehab facility, why you feel that's part of your duty, got to look within yourself and figure out what you're avoiding about your own self. That's the key. It's really easy to go try to help everybody else when we don't look at our own situation. Okay, so if you're in a marriage right now where you're dealing with an addict, somebody that's an alcoholic or a drug addict, and they've been doing this for a long time, and you've been pleading with them to get help, and you're basically walking around on eggshells in this situation, it's time for you to cut that umbilical cord at this point for your own sanity. And it might be painful because there is a codependency and there's an issue with this. And I get it. I'm not saying this is going to be easy breezy. But if you want to help them and you want to help yourself, you got to cut the cord. Because we got to sit there and realize the value of this life. And this life is so valuable. I don't have time to be an alcoholic. I don't have time to be a drug addict. It's just not worth it to me. Okay? It's not. I like to feel. I like to be in the present moment. I like to be observant. I like to have a really clear perspective. And you know what? That's what matters to me. Okay? I couldn't be in a marriage with somebody that's an addict. I could not. Because that person had to get sober to be with me to understand the reality of the situation. Okay? They have to understand the value of this life. They have to have the wherewithal to get it. They have to see that. And so when we're talking about marriage, being that it's a two-way street and being that growing at the same pace is really important, if somebody doesn't see the value of life, why are you in that marriage? Because you're not growing the same. You don't even have the same values. And that's what I want to talk about in the remainder of the show. A good marriage is defined by two people that value the same stuff, okay? If you value honesty and truth, you need to be with somebody that values the same. If you value family, you need to be with somebody that values family as well, okay? okay? Because when we're in a relationship where our values are antithetical to one another, we have an issue. We have a problem because we can't. The thing is that if somebody else's values are different and they're at cross purposes with your values, they're not going to act the way you need them to act. And so there's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be friction and dissension because of the fact that you don't value the same stuff. And that's the key. When we figure that out, it changes our entire reality. We can have the conversation with the other person, which I totally recommend. Having that conversation with your spouse. Hey, I value XYZ. What do you value? Okay, you value that. Can we work together? Because otherwise, we're working at cross purposes. And think about it. That also means that your purposes, your idea for life purpose, is probably not aligned as well. And so a lot of times when you're wanting to do something in your life that really means something, that person's going to find fault with it. And that's a problem too, because what happens is that you begin to feel held back. The more you're feeling as though you're held back, the more you feel lost, the more angry you feel, and the more anger that you put forth in the marriage. And when we feel that way, held down and separated from our purpose, we want to come out of that corner fighting. Because we don't really know what we're fighting for, but we know we're unhappy. But the reason why we're unhappy is we're living our life antithetical to our purpose. And we feel it every day, but we don't exactly understand what's going on. We just feel like we're having problems in the marriage. And a lot of times the reasons why this happened is that when you first met each other, you might have been lost. And a lot of us are lost. I was lost back in the day. I mean, seriously, if I would have gotten married prior to this, I would have probably been divorced. Okay? Because I love the folks that I was in relationships with before. They're wonderful people. But we had different journeys and different purposes. And I would have been held back. And I would have felt held back. And I would have felt claustrophobic. And I would have felt that someone was trying to punish me or hold me back. And that's not what makes a good marriage. And it probably would have worked out for a few years and everything would have been fine. And then all of a sudden I would have had those epiphanies and those awakenings and realized purpose and all that great stuff like I did. And I don't think, in all honesty, that the relationship could have morphed into something and actually worked. I think some of them might have tried. But I think that oftentimes, depending on our growth level, you can literally get to the point where the other person doesn't even understand you. And in those situations, we've got to step back and analyze and say, hey, okay, I get it. I got married, and I still love this person. I mean, for the most part, don't you still love them even if you don't see eye to eye together? Still love this person, but it's just not working. And wouldn't it be better to let go of the marriage and still have the friendship to some degree, if possible? Because open communication is key. Even if you feel like it's not working, just to have that conversation, it means that you care enough about that person that you care enough to tell them what you're thinking. You're not going to bum rush them with some, you know, divorce papers they weren't even expecting. You're going to actually give them enough respect to have the conversation with them. For the rest of you, there's just certain things you got to work on in your marriage. It's like anything in life. Your car is going to need service. Your job is going to need a lot of work. Your marriage is too. And sometimes those small bickerings and everything, what is the bickering for? Is it the necessary need for attention or feeling not as loved as you want to, or some things that have been left unsaid? Perhaps you have a purpose that you'd like to tell the other person about. Maybe you've grown more and you'd like to express and explain what you've done. That can go a long way to making a marriage even better. It's about communication. It's about honesty. And when you're willing to be honest and communicate, be respectful, and have unconditional love, no matter if the marriage sticks or doesn't, you've got something great. Remember, in the end, you have to feel good about what you've accomplished in your life here on Earth. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.